now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show. Find the winner thanks to bluebet.com.au. Download the supercharged Bluebet app now. True Blue Betting, 100% Australian owned and operated.
And the boss of bluebet.com.au, Michael Sullivan, g'day.
Morning, Ray. Morning to your listeners.
And here he is, cock-a-hoop, after his predictions last week, Mark Piggy Riddell. Go on, give yourself a wrap.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Sully. Good morning, listeners.
Yeah, well,
I think I'm three from four, right?
Yeah.
Your listeners will be very rich at the moment.
Mate, you're an athlete. Every time you come in, you've got the sniffles or a cold. What's wrong with you? Your immune systems are down.
No, I've just got a bit of a blocked nose at the moment, but I'm not sick.
Thought about blowing it?
Yeah. Every now and then.
You can do it with tissues or hankies. You don't need to go to the GP for this diagnosis, okay?
You old blokes and hankies, I have this argument with Big Man and Thirsty. Hankies are for old men. You've got to use tissues.
Nothing wrong with the odd hanky, mate.
No.
As long as you don't play drop.
You can't keep it in your pocket.
As long as you don't play drop the hanky piggies you have in the past. He likes that one, Michael.
It was off the map, his horse.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, well, our
very
listeners.
Heavily backed. As a matter of fact, I think it ran odds on.
It ended up odds on, Sully, yeah.
You got 14, didn't you?
I may have got something around that.
Yeah, what, you haven't told the bride you got 14. You got 14, Carly.
And I think she's in the car too at the moment.
Is she? Darling, he got $14. Not 7-2 that he told you about. 14-1. A couple of hundred on that, 2,800. New pair of shoes and a dress.
Not likely.
Rabbitohs and Warriors, what's the betting here, Michael?
The Rabbitohs, $1.38. The Warriors, $3.10. And it's 7.5 at the blue bet line.
Yes.
I think you know this one, Ray. South Sydney.
Yes, you've learned your lesson. Broncos and Dragons, you'll call this night with the boys. What's happening here, Michael?
Yeah, Broncos, one of the shortest of the round, $1.22. The Dragons, $4.40, and it's plus or minus 12.5.
Yep.
I'm tipping with the heart on this one.
Dragons.
The Dragons.
Yeah.
They need to win to get them in semi-final contention. They've had blokes pull out with injury. They've had a couple of blokes sick. Hopefully they can get a win up there.
Yeah, they've got a cold like you. Newcastle and the Storm, what's happening here?
Storm's another one, $1.22. The Newcastle, $4.40, and it's 12.5 at the line.
Storm?
Yeah, I'll hit the Storm. Cameron Munster, I think he's coming back after a couple of weeks off, so you'd think the Melbourne Storm too strong. Although the Knights have been going good. It's been good to see him win a few the last few weeks.
It is. Roosters, West Tigers, Allianz Stadium, 5:30 on Saturday, Michael.
Yeah, this is a repeat. Roosters, $1.22, Tigers, $4.40, and 12.5 at the line again.
Yeah, Roosters, they'll be too strong for the Tigers.
Now, the Sharks can get back into fourth or leave Parramatta there, depending on the outcome of this game against the Cowboys in Townsville. What's the betting?
Sharks, $1.58, the Cowboys, $2.40, and it's a flat four at the line.
Mm. Yeah, I think that reason, Ray, I think the Cronulla Sharks, I think they'll bounce back. And the disappointing thing, I think, for the Cowboys is just how many injuries they've had over the last couple of weeks. And obviously, we're out already. There's a couple of superstars, so... Mm. You think the Sharks can get home in that one?
Now, the vital game the boys will call from GIA Stadium in Canberra comes up on Sunday. Raiders-Panthers. Betting here?
Raiders $1.54. The Panthers $2.50, and it's 5.5 at the line.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with the punters. I'm going the home side, the Canberra Raiders. I think they're at home. They're going to be too strong for the Penrith Panthers.
And finally, the Bulldogs in a very important game for Manly, obviously maybe for Desi Hassel as well. 4:00 on Sunday, ANZ Stadium. Michael, what's the betting there?
Manly $1.27, the Dogs $3.80, and it's a flat 12 at the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Manly be too strong. You just can't back the Bulldogs at the moment.
All right, Michael. Well, it's an exciting day tomorrow. We've got Winx returning in race number 7, and all eyes will not race number 7. What did I say? Winx in race number 6. I'm sorry.
Six.
The Warwick Stakes. All eyes will be on that race. She's $1.06, and some people are saying that's good odds. She should be $1.02.
Well, not a blue bet, Ray. We're $1.08. We're the best.
Oh, you refuse to acknowledge
her. I'm not giving in.
17 in a row and you're still there rolling it
out. $1.08.
Why don't you put a target on your back and say, come and get me, punters.
I keep saying I'm a slow learner. They know where to find me. $1.08. The next one's $17, so... Look, she looks hard to beat. But
You're kidding.
By the last 17. The trainer's battling, the jockey's battling.
Yeah, the last 17
best
starts,
the country, he's... Best jockey in the country.
It's the same thing from him, Sullivan. He said, look, I'm going to take her on. She's not as good as they think.
Anyway.
You got a tip?
In Melbourne, there's been good money in the office for the next race. There's plenty of group racing tomorrow.
Yeah.
In the next race, in race seven, there's been good money in the office. It's Sweet Redemption number four,
right.
Which has been $9 into $7.50. And, of course, in Melbourne, the Hartnell sort of running away from Winks.
Yeah, as far as it can get.
There's a group race down there, the Lawrence Stakes, and Hartnell goes up against Black Art Bart. Bart's $2.60, Hartnell's $3.20, and of course, Hartnell was the one we're all hanging our hopes on in those 17 straight wins to give Winks a bit of competition, but Winks gave it Winburn.
Exactly. What about DK Weir? He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 6 of the 14 starters in that race you're talking about, the Lawrence.
Yes, well, he's like Chris Waller, isn't he?
Yeah, he's prodigious. Okay, Piggy, you've given yourself the big rap here. You got $14 last week that you've tried to keep from your darling wife in the car with you. What have you... was that one of the big man's tips from his man?
No, it was one of my own ones. Remember, I was telling you, I was watching the...
That's right. You became Tony Brassel for the day. That's right. You were there with a little goatee watching the trials like T. Brassel does. No, I remember now. Yeah, that was when I suggested maybe you should get a full-time job and stop sitting at home watching the barrier trials on Sky. So what have you come up with this week?
I work 7 days a week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You put an invoice in for seven. Whether you work the seven's another matter. What do you got?
I've got Sydney race 7, number 2, Dixie Blossoms. It's about $3.80.
You just heard Michael tell you Sweet Redemption first up for Waterhouse Bots, being backed. So you're putting this on poor old Ronnie Quinton, who's just come back from overseas. Hugh will be coming off a high of winning on Winks in the previous, and you're going to put pressure on him by tipping Dixie Blossoms.
360 exactly right. It is, Dixie.
360. There you go.
What, did you get 20s earlier?
No, nothing like that on this one. But it'll just keep lining the pockets of your listeners.
Yeah, well, do me a favour, will you? Don't send me any more text messages. All right.
No, don't.
I'm busy on air. Don't send me text messages. All right, Michael. Okay. See you, mate.
Thanks, Ray. All the best.
Good luck there with Wings, by the way. That's Michael Sullivan, Mark Piggy Riddell.